Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Western leaders are struggling with how far to escalate their military aid to Ukraine as the Russian invasion seems to be headed to a brutal new turn. Is the West's goal to push for a total defeat of President Vladimir Putin or just force him to the negotiating table? United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a surprise visit to Ukraine over the weekend to offer more aid, including missiles, to take out ships in the water. As the world waits for Title 42 to expire, allowing more illegal immigrants into the country, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to prevent that from happening. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News has a stern warning.
Here's a number I can give all of you that will be repeated over and over and over again as a headline. By the end of the first term of Joe Biden, nearly 20% of all Americans will be here illegally.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Since growing concern about gun violence and 3D printed ghost guns that can be made at home, President Biden is scheduled Monday to introduce new measures on firearms. Biden is expected to name new and long-awaited replacement nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Biden is also expected to announce new steps to make it harder for people to build and acquire so-called ghost guns. Texas' new heartbeat law has a challenge that nobody really saw coming.
A Texas woman who was charged with murder after performing an abortion on herself was released from jail on Saturday on a $500,000 bond. Lizelle Herrera, 26, was arrested by the Starr County Sheriff's Office and charged with murder. Protesters demonstrated outside her jail. It's not clear under which Texas law Herrera had been charged. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Emmanuel Macron won the first round of the French election, and far-right rival Marine Le Pen will campaign against him for the presidency for a second time. Ms. Le Pen called on every non-Macron voter to join her and put France back in order. Mr. Macron's strategy seems to target Ms. Le Pen's close ties with Russia's Kremlin. More on France's leadership will be known on April 24th's runoffs. Jack Maxey, the whistleblower who turned over the Hunter Biden laptop, says he fears for his life and has fled to Switzerland to continue deciphering the hard drive. Mr. Maxey has now revealed more data exposing the Biden family secrets. He told Newsmax he believes U.S. intelligence agencies took down files he put online.
So with assistance, we chose five different drop boxes around the world, one in New Zealand, two in the United States, two in the United Kingdom. In each case, the material that we put on there, and it was a relatively small amount, 8,000 emails, they were taken down in under 70 minutes. So I would say that the vast majority of them were taken down in under 15 minutes. I did that for about 2 weeks. We probably released several thousand copies of those 8,000 emails, and then I was kicked off of Twitter for the rest of my life. So when I decided I was going to try and do a forensic search of this, I decided Switzerland would be a safe place, neutral country.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And we've got Adam Gallet going to join us. He is the Accuracy in Media president. We're going to talk about how they've undercover investigation is showing school administrators, principals, and superintendents alike admitting that teachers are still teaching critical race theory. And you said, well, CRT is not supposed to be, you know, taught in our schools. It's been banned. Well, that's not necessarily the case. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so you've got video catching them, you know, I mean, this is shades and memories of David the Leiden, you know, and Veritas video, Veritas group with James O'Keefe catching people breaking the law, but it seems that somehow it just doesn't matter. Adam, I don't know what else we can do here, but God bless you for exposing this and being able to report on this, because people need to be aware. For some reason, where we are right now in this culture, in this country, it's okay to break the law.
It's unbelievable. We've gone into district after district after district in several of the seven states that banned critical race theory from being taught. And what we've seen again and again and again is that critical race theory bans don't accomplish a gosh darn thing. Mm-hmm. Some of them genuinely don't believe that they're teaching critical race theory because they're not teaching the higher education version of it. But when you're teaching white privilege and systemic racism and equity and all these things, it is essentially critical race theory as we know it. And what's most shocking is that they're perfectly happy to break the law. Even when they know it, they are perfectly happy to break the law. They don't care.
Well, because they're so ideologically fixed, they feel like they're so committed to this higher, you know, threshold or ambition they have that somehow it is better for everybody concerned. Now, this is all based on theory. There is no practical proof. If anything, if you look back historically on the very things that they're promoting, they have led to destruction and all kinds of other obvious problems. And it's just unbelievable. But, you know, they don't want to hear it. They're so fixed on this, and they've justified in their own mind that it's okay to lie to everybody.
That's exactly right. You know, they say they had to stop calling it critical race theory, so they started calling it social and emotional learning. Then the parents caught on to that, and they had to start calling it mental health. And, I mean, my eyes almost roll out of my head over that. You look at the reading scores and the math scores. These teachers can't teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. You think they're qualified to teach mental health? Yeah. Even in states in which they banned the 1619 Project from being taught, we talked to some administrators who say, oh, yeah, the parents will catch on if we use the 1619 Project. So instead, we signed up for a new service called Newzilla, which is a direct partner of the 1619 Project. The parents aren't familiar with Newzilla. It doesn't raise any red flags. So that's how they get around that one.
You know, the thing is amazing, Adam. We have a new justice that can't tell us what a woman is, and but yet we have teachers. I mean, she said she's not a biologist, but now we have teachers in classrooms that aren't biologists either, but they're trying to teach our and groom our kids into, you know, their indoctrination and their understanding of what a male and female is.
Yeah, it's simply unbelievable. You know, and we see parents everywhere across the country rallying to take over school boards. And what I've learned, unfortunately, is it doesn't matter if you control the school board or not, because at the end of the day, the administrators are going to do what they want. You know, they're the lifers. They're the swamp in government education.
Exactly.
You know, school board members come and go. And as the administrators even told us, at the end of the day, the teachers can close the door and do what they want. That's their words from many of these administrators. It's a broken system. The only real solution is school choice.
How arrogant, you know, for them to say such a thing. And, of course, this was all exposed. I keep saying we can be grateful for COVID, because COVID allowed us to look behind the shroud and to see what was happening in our classrooms. I mean, we saw the results. I mean, here it is. You know, Adam, the bottom line, you know, for all the money that we invest in public education, we rank terribly. What are we, 27th, 28th, you know, in the world? I mean, for all the money we invest, I mean, you know, this is disgusting, you know, and I think is quite the blemish on unions and the school system, that this is the best they can do. And it's only going to get worse, as we can tell, based on the curriculum that, you know, the obvious curriculum that they seem to want to avoid and replace with critical race theory.
That's exactly it. We need to stop pretending that government education exists to educate children. There are fantastic educators out there, even progressive ones, who really care about the children and do a great job. Unfortunately, they're the exception rather than the norm. Government education exists to take money from taxpayers to fund big government candidates. They don't educate kids well, but every 2 weeks without fail, the teachers get paid. And every paycheck without fail, a portion gets taken out and given to the unions. And every 2 years without fail, those unions give massive amount of money to progressive candidates. The biggest donors in American politics aren't Charles and David Koch. It's the NEA and the AFP. They get more money than Soros.
Yes.
We need to stop pretending that this public education exists for a noble purpose. It exists to launder our tax dollars to progressive candidates.
And that's amazing. You know, you think about, like you said, even the teachers that want to, they don't believe in the candidates or the issues that the unions are investing in, but they do it at their own expense. I mean, this is quite the gimmick, because we are surrounded with this kind of operation, you know, whether it's even in, you know, with public television and that. I mean, listen and watch what they espouse, and they're supposed to be, you know, apolitical and nonpartisan. And they're exactly like the teachers union and everything else that has been captured by the left. And it's brilliant if you can get away with it. And they've been able to do so. They take the taxpayers' money and they indoctrinate us and refuse to tell us the truth. They keep us from knowing certain things to fit an agenda that promotes the left. I mean, this is obvious. I mean, we've got so much empirical evidence to that end. It's like, how do we stop this madness, Adam?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what you said earlier hit the nail on the head. We'll never have a better opportunity in our lives than what was given to us by the pandemic, the opportunity to advance school choice. Parents finally really learned what the heck was happening in their classrooms and were in their kids' classrooms. And with the schools refusing to reopen, that caused so many parents to consider school choice who had never previously considered such a thing. This is the best opportunity we'll ever have to radically reshape government education and to get better education. Education opportunities for our children. The biggest obstacle, aside from the teachers union, of course, is generally rural Republicans. The biggest employers in their districts are often public education, so they're hesitant to support school choice. And I think it's incumbent upon all of us now to speak out to our elected officials. We actually have an action alert on our website, aim.org, where you can send a message now that goes to your elected officials and tells them what you think about school choice and how we need that opportunity. We need to speak out to these elected officials who claim to be for the things that we're for and tell them to put their money where their mouth is.
Well, there's several specific strategies that need to be employed, and we'll break that down specifically on the other side of the break here, Adam. Appreciate you coming on and enlightening our audience, because we're already seeing an exodus, you know, from public schools. I mean, homeschooling has just been expanding exponentially since COVID. Stay with us. We've got more from Adam Gillette on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Welcome back to the place that's fresh and independent Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Adam Gillette. He is the president of Accuracy in Media, and as we were pointing out earlier, again, we're reminded words matter. And the left, they've become experts. I mean, they're like 10-degree black belts compared to everybody else when it comes to the capturing of our language and how they lead us to believe that which is empirically false, Adam. And this is all dangerous. And we're not getting any support from the mainstream media. They're just going along because, well, they're part and parcel of the problem. And so it really is up to us. Again, we're reminded that this democratic republic operates on self-responsibility. We cannot check out. The reason we're here right now is that we've checked out. We've become rather passive, and we've allowed the left to take over, and to the point that they've taken over the classrooms. They're indoctrinating our children. You know, corporate America is grooming our kids. Somehow it's an offense now to resist them, you know, to resist their ability, their command to teach our kids about sex, a 4- and 5-year-old. Somehow that's a problem. I mean, this is how insane it's become, right?
Well, it really is. You know, the left realized years ago that politics is downstream from culture. They went after all the major cultural institutions of our society, from the mainstream media to Hollywood and K-12 education. And our side is merely playing catch-up now. And I do think a lot of times our side focuses too much on the things that aren't quite as important. Mm-hmm. We get up in arms over, you know, Rachel Maddow and Jim Acosta. But those folks preach to the choir. The real dangers are obviously what's in the curriculum. The real dangers are social media influencers. They worry me far more than the leftist professors, because the average kid in class, they're ignoring the professor and playing on their phone. And it's there that the left gets them. Similarly, online news sites like BuzzFeed and now this built their followings of
Oh, we lost him. Okay. Let's see if we can reconnect. He fell out. Adam was making a good point here. And, you know, this is what we need to be aware of is that, again, the other thing you run into is, you know, being a marketing person with my career and background, is that you look at the preponderance of the evidence, the preponderance of the language. You know, if you were squelching one side and you're only hearing one side of the proposition, then you're led to believe that it must be true. It must be okay. I mean, Joe Biden says, look at the reason that inflation has attacked our country the way it is, and the reason we're paying so much for gasoline is Putin. It's all because of Putin. Well, that's ignoring flat out the policies that were instituted day one of his administration. Again, it's this narrative that we've been talking about, and this is why the truth matters. Sorry for the disconnect there, Adam, but I want you to complete your thought here. It was key.
No, that's exactly right. And I was saying, now this and BuzzFeed, these online news sites diabolically were brilliant at building up tens of millions of followers before pivoting to put out hard left news to easily influence young people who don't realize the propaganda that they're getting. And similarly, you know, I think our side needs to be intellectually honest and intellectually consistent. The inflation, of course, isn't from Putin. The inflation is from the Federal Reserve printing up tons of cash. And that didn't start on day one of Joe Biden. It started in the Trump administration. As we know, the only thing that forces congressional Republicans to be fiscally conservative is a Democrat in the White House. The massive spending that started under Trump and escalated dramatically under Biden is what caused our inflation.
Right. Well, there's no doubt it's all contributory. You're exactly right. I don't disagree with that statement, Adam. But, you know, the fact of the matter is here we are today and we're dealing with this. And it is all, you know, it's all diabolical. It's all to lead us to an end objective here. I mean, even right now, our hearts are broken watching what's going on in Ukraine. And what Joe Biden is more concerned about is the green agenda. So he's utilizing Ukraine, for example, to force not to go through a process that our Constitution calls to go through, because the left doesn't like debate. They don't want to have a conversation. They don't want to compromise. They've already figured out what the end game is to be. And my goodness, you're going to have to just suck it up, Buttercup, and swallow it down, because we know better, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. exactly it. And that's where our side needs to accept that if you care about these things, if you're passionate about limited government, if you're passionate about not having unsustainable inflation, you owe it to your beliefs to go out there and advance them. It's not enough to virtue signal on Facebook with your friends who already agree with you. It's up to you to be emailing your congressman and calling your senator and knocking on doors. There's nobody else who's going to do it. If you're passionate That's right. about these things like you say you are, it's incumbent upon you to get out there and fight, metaphorically speaking, to advance them.
Well, it is really, I mean, I know we want to be nice and say metaphorically, but it is a battle. I mean, it is a culture war that's taking place. And as the saying goes, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And you got to decide what you're going to do about it. You cannot continue to stick your head in the sand. The era of the silent majority is over. If you want to stay silent and be the majority, well, the same thing will happen to you that happened to Germany, right?
That's exactly it. You know, people still use the phrase liberals when referring to the folks on the left. We don't have liberals anymore. You know, there's Bill Maher and a few others. Liberals are gone, by and large. We have radical progressives. Liberals believe live and let live. Liberals believe I disagree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. Mm-hmm. Progressives think speech is violence. Progressives don't think question the authority. Progressives want to take over the authority and make sure that there are no more questions to be asked. We're dealing with a dramatically different breed of leftist, and it's time that we accept and understand it.
Exactly. And the thing is, they're so fixed in their ideology, there's no compromise. They take no prisoners. And yet, you know, those of us who are conservative and want good for all concerned, you know, we try to negotiate with somebody in much the same way that Israel is trying to negotiate with a culture that just wants them to be annihilated. So what are you negotiating? The terms of your death? I mean, is that what it's come down to?
That's kind of what it sounds like. You know, Israel negotiating with people who literally want to drive them into the sea. I don't know how you compromise with such folks. But that's what it's like with the left. You know, these progressive administrators we meet with, they're not one-dimensional, mustache-twirling Bond villains. These are people who are incredibly passionate about doing the right thing for your children. The problem is that what they view as the right thing for your children might be dramatically different from what you view as the right thing for your children. So the law be damned, they're going to ignore it, they're going to change things, they're going to change titles, they're going to get outside services, they're going to close the door and do what they want to advance their beliefs no matter what. That's the kind of thinking that we're up against. For these non-religious people, it is a religious devotion towards big government progressive ideas, and they will not stop.
Without a doubt. You know, William Buckley was famous for saying this, and he used the term liberals, but I agree. Liberals have been taken over by progressives, and this saying fits more progressives than it does liberals. But he could see the disease that liberals were embracing, where they were heading. We might say, instead of liberals, say progressives claim to want to give a hearing to other views and then are shocked and offended to discover that there are other views.
Yeah. Exactly. They can't even contemplate the idea. And forget tolerance. They don't even think other ideas should exist.
Yes. No, without a doubt. And, of course, we see it demonstrated clearly. I was born and raised in California, and I saw what evolved there and how it became a one-party state. I mean, to the degree now, Adam, there's probably only five state assemblymen that are of the Republican Party. I mean, the super majority that the Democrats have, you would think that if progressivism was the way to go, there would be all kinds of brilliance coming out of the state of California. I mean, they are the poster child of their narrative. And look what a mess that state and what they've done to the golden state there of California.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I always want better from Florida and Texas. And I'm a Floridian, and I do think our state has improved quite a bit. But just as these radical liberal, radical progressive states are at the forefront of pushing terrible hard left ideas, Texas, Oklahoma, you know, Florida, they should be on the other side pushing really great fiscally responsible individual liberty-oriented ideas instead of just hanging out and getting reelected, which is what so many of these politicians do.
Well, Adam, people need an action plan. We've only got 10 seconds, so take them to the website to where they can get engaged and involved.
Yeah, again, our website is aim.org. Aim.org. Accuracy in Media is across every social media channel. We'd love for you to get involved.
COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Western leaders are struggling with how far to escalate their military aid to Ukraine as the Russian invasion seems to be headed to a brutal new turn. Is the West's goal to push for a total defeat of President Vladimir Putin or just force him to the negotiating table? United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson made a surprise visit to Ukraine over the weekend to offer more aid, including missiles, to take out ships in the water. As the world waits for Title 42 to expire, allowing more illegal immigrants into the country, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to prevent that from happening. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News has a stern warning.
Here's a number I can give all of you that will be repeated over and over and over again as a headline. By the end of the first term of Joe Biden, nearly 20% of all Americans will be here illegally.
USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And just like that, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only Lou Euler, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Mr. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing okay, but as we look worldwide, man, do we have problems. You bet.
Well, no doubt. I mean, we see the carnage and the atrocities coming out of Ukraine. It is sickening. And to think that the Democratic Party, you know, that will not let any good crisis go to waste, do you think they would do anything to save the citizens of Ukraine? No, we're going to take advantage of this opportunity to push the Green Deal. We couldn't get it passed in Congress right now, so what we'll do is we'll blame Putin for gas prices, and we'll make people pay, you know, a couple bucks a gallon extra, all in the name of saving Ukraine. And the backdoor result of this is that it will force people to want to buy electric cars, because the perception is that, you know, it's just not profitable to be associated with oil and oil production, right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And many Russians are themselves wishing this had never happened because of the constraints and limits that have been imposed on them. And there are many of the surrounding countries who support the Ukraine who would like to provide support the Czech Republic and others, This will unfold as we go. But one of the most important and dramatic dimensions of this whole business has been what has come out of the Biden, Hunter Biden disclosure.
Laptop, yeah.
That because we as a nation need to look forward to our future, the clarity of things, not only in terms of war and that sort of thing, but very vital to our future is the clarity and focus and accuracy of our elections.
Exactly.
And, you know, interestingly, as greater information has flowed out of the recognition that the some of the press suppressed that information during the election, 10 to 15% of those who've been polled indicated, had they been aware, they may have changed their vote. And so what we have to watch out for is the future being influenced by a failure of a free press here.
Yes.
And we have to have restore elections to a single day, stop this mopping up operation called the votes that are out there by mail, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That's probably now the most important recent development of all of this nonsense that we've been confronting.
Well, you know, to your point, Lou, the economic health and future of our country was hijacked and stolen by the mainstream media, the oligarchs, the social media oligarchs, the corporate entities like State Street and BlackRock and Vanguard that all manufactured this election, this faux election, and hear what they did. It's all to the drumbeat of this new world order, what Barack Obama announced in 2008, the fundamental transformation of our country. That project, that agenda, you know, continues to march forward, regardless of what Congress will do. As Obama said then, I have a phone, I have a pen, and by presidential edict, he was able to shove a lot of this down our throats. And now Joe Biden has picked up on that, and he is exercising the same type of strategy, regardless of our constitutional rights, because of what... you know, how we set up, how we were set up on all this, Lou. I mean, we have lost our constitutional republic. We really have, and we the people need to come back in a massive force and to let these governing elites know that this will not happen and we're going to take our country back. But I'm telling you, it's not going to be easy, just like they're doing in these other totalitarian governments, whether it's China or Russia. You know, the heavy hand of government is going to come hard on people that resist. I mean, we saw what happened with the January 6th, you know, patriots who have been incarcerated, being held, many in solitary confinement without due process and just being kept on ice there. It is absolutely disgusting that such a thing would happen, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or independent, to any American citizen here in the United States in the 21st century.
You've outlined it perfectly. And then on top of it, we have a president whose abilities have each day been focused on by the press, and his abilities have diminished. And so there should be, by this time, discussion of imposing the 25th Amendment, which is where a vice president replaces the president pursuant to the rules and the votes of the Constitution. But no one that I've heard on any side in this debate is urging that this vice president, that Kamala, replace Biden, even as bad off as he is. And that is the dilemma that is facing our nation right now.
Mm-hmm. I think the Democratic leadership, all the way down to the Speaker of the House, is complicit in this cabal and in this hijacking of our government. They have become so ideologically fixed and committed to their agenda, regardless of due process and constitutional process, that they all ought to be impeached and kicked out. If you want to bring in, I mean, I got to tell you, if it was the other way around, you'd be hearing words like insurrection and treason.
Yes, yes. But we do have, of course, this year lying ahead of us, where what we have to do is organize the thoughtful common sense, as you and I like to say, the common sense people of our nation, and get these cities out of the chaos that they're involved in, get our schools out of the direction they're aiming, and restore intellectual and social order in America as we head to a defining election in which, fortunately, the polls are now demonstrating that we are leading. We have to have the right direction to have the right outcome, and that requires every single member of our society to understand the issues and get behind the solution.
And we need to understand it's not going to be a fair fight, Lou. Last time they used COVID, you've got Dr. Fauci coming out of hiding saying, well, we've got another iteration of COVID around the corner. In a General Milley, recently stated that the war in Ukraine is not going to be over soon, not necessarily decades, but it could take years. And the devastation, I mean, you wonder, you go, how can this take years? I mean, how much of Ukraine is left? When you see all the devastation, the bombing, the atrocities, the human atrocities that are taking place there, I don't know how Ukraine, much less the world, can withstand this type of shock and, just human destruction.
Yes. Well, fortunately, the Ukraine is led by a very solid, common sense leader who is thoughtful, articulate, goes before the right groups by air, and is a real he's really something, I believe, as we watch him demonstrate his leadership.
That's the difference, Lou, really quick. I mean, and that is that Joe Biden offered him a plane to get him out of there. He says, hell no, I'm not going. I'm staying here with my people. It makes you wonder that if Joe Biden was in that position, if he'd be, packing up the wife and kids and leaving Dodge and leaving the rest of America behind. Just a thought to leave you with here as we wrap things up. Yeah. Lou, tell everybody how they can be in touch with you.
They can come to LimitTaxes.org as we work to restore the America we love and cherish.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
So you really want to command top dollar for your services? It all starts with showing up to work on time. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. According to a U.S. labor study, if you regularly showed up for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Imagine. Now, what do you have to do to be in the top 1% and really excel? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and you actually do it, you're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right? All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset in production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have my good friend Doug Hershey's back with us. Talk about Jerusalem rising, the city of peace reawakens. Hey, Doug, how you been, buddy?
Doing well, man. Great to have some time with you again.
Yeah, exactly. This is, I mean, you got to be so proud of this project, the city of peace reawakens, Jerusalem rising, Amazon.com bestseller. Wow, took off.
Yeah, it's been, you know, really a labor of love for the past several years, and it's really 2-3 years in the making on the heels of my previous best-selling book, Israel Rising. And so, it was something really special, and just really happy to be able to share it with everyone.
Yeah, and the team of people involved with this, I mean, this really speaks of, your leadership in bringing this group of talented people, you know, to put something like this together. I mean, you can tell that it is a labor of love, and there's chemistry that exudes from this book as you open it up. It's quite compelling.
Yeah, thank you for that. It was a lot of hours for sure, and my good friend Edin Rahm, who is the photographer on this, he's an adventure photographer that's really, his career is really taking off around the world and doing all sorts of things. He was just, he was born in California, but an Israeli now, and it's just, he's a phenomenal talent, and just, we just really connected, not only culturally, but just, you know, on a lot of these sites and connecting with the old photos. So it was a great team.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, you had world-renowned aerial photographer. Is it Dubital? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Dubital. We placed his aerial shot of the old city on the cover, which is just, you know, really stunning. And so, yeah, it was certainly a lot of work. I mean, who knows how many hours were put into it, but, you know, over the last several years, it's been a primary focus.
Well, Israel Rising, your first book, Ancient Prophecy, and was through the modern lens, and then this is the next installment of this creation and this idea. Where do we go from here, Doug?
Well, the ancient prophecy modern lens theme is really becoming a series where we're taking ancient prophecies written in the scriptures and really using photographic evidence through then and now photography to really show how these things have come to pass. And there's no other people group in history other than the Jewish people that have any type of ancient writings that foretell the destruction of the land, the destruction of the city, and all of their cities, and the scattering of the people to then come back to the exact same location to rebuild again. It's so unique, mm-hmm. and it's never happened before in human history. And with through then and now photography, it's more than just, hey, this is a cool then and now photo book. While it is that and showing some really tremendous revival and rebuilding, it directly points back to verify that this is exactly what the prophet spoke about in a way that's just simply never happened before in history.
Yeah, it really is empirical evidence, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, that was sort of kind of the intent as well, was just that, you know, for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, I mean, if people would read the prophecies in Ezekiel or Zechariah or some of these other places in scripture and go, man, they must be allegorical or symbolic or whatever, they certainly aren't literal. And just since the invention of the modern camera, really 1830s, 1840s, and in Jerusalem Rising, we have some of the oldest photos of Jerusalem ever taken from 1844. You know, it gave us a visual baseline to really begin documenting visually of what is happening in the land and in the region, really.
Exactly. Doug, besides the obvious sales of this book, pointing and reinforcing the popularity of this idea that you've been able to develop and produce in these two books, what are you hearing from people? Because, you know, as a speaker, you're talking to people, you're connecting, you know, with various groups and that. What are they saying to you?
You know, I think a lot of it has just been just a stunning realization that what the prophets talked about is actually very literal and very tangible and is coming to pass. A couple hundred years ago, people would read some of these prophecies and go, you know, who knows what they mean? Well, we're finding out today that when Ezekiel 36, and this is some of the portion we used from Israel Rising, when it talks about the land being cultivated and sown and waste and forgotten cities being rebuilt and the people returning to the land, all of those things are very tangibly happening. And, you know, in the same way, Jerusalem, you know, had really been virtually all but a dump for really 1800 years. And, you know, according to the prophets, it's a significant city, you know, in the end times. And here we are seeing the city being rebuilt in a way that it never has been before. So it really is, for most people that pick up these books and page through it, they're really kind of captivated by going, wow, this is, you know, I'm seeing with my own eyes exactly what the prophet said. So it's giving people just such visual evidence.
Well, and again, it's evidence that there is a God, because God said this was going to happen, right?
Yeah, and that's really what it comes down to, is that God is doing exactly what he said he would do. You know, it's, again, it's not allegorical or symbolic or spiritual, although there may be some aspects of that. To me, what it really says is that God means what he says and says what he means, and he's, you know, letting us know ahead of time that his hand was in this whole thing. And so, again, here we are in a day and an age where we're not only able to point to it, but we're able to provide some photographic evidence that just really documents that process in, you know, perhaps a way that's never been done before.
Well, we're taking a look at Jerusalem Rising. This is the City of Peace Reawakens. Doug Hershey is the author. He is a conference speaker, a founder of Ezra Adventures, an Israel-focused travel and education company. Doug, we talk about Jerusalem, and some people, particularly, you know, we're so, America-centric that we don't realize that Jerusalem is very different and very important. Why does the city of Jerusalem keep coming back into history?
Well, again, it's the only place in the scriptures where there's a specific destiny that's connected to a specific people group for a specific plan. And again, if we're talking about what God is doing in the world and what he says in the scriptures, it's the only place where he says he's chosen to dwell. It's a place that he has chosen to gather his people back, as what's happening now. And And in Zechariah 8, which is the ancient prophecy of the ancient prophecy, modern lens, Jerusalem rising series that we're looking at, that ancient prophecy talks about him returning to Jerusalem to dwell with his people, and old men and old women, you know, again, kind of dwelling safely in the streets, and children playing in a way they hadn't before. And so, you know, this is a significant city just simply because God said so.
Exactly.
And
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I've often said to people that, you know, when Israel became a nation again, it is as if the hour hand of the prophetic clock was set. And what's been passing now are minutes and seconds heading us to the final chapter. So that if you want to know what's going on with the history of the world, look to Jerusalem, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of the things that I've been hearing from some close friends that in Israel is that now that Israel is reopening its doors for travel as of March 1st in terms of tourism and dropping a lot of the COVID restrictions, a lot of what most people will be surprised with is that Israelis took really the last 2 years, and there's been some massive building programs both in Jerusalem and all through the land. And so when we're talking about, you know, these ancient prophecies talking about waste and forgotten cities being rebuilt, Jerusalem is really the one of the primary aspects of that. And so there's just so much that's happening that, you know, that we can point to that Jerusalem's really in the center of.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back again. I've missed it and been looking forward to it,
interrupted
with COVID, as you and I had discussed before. But what do you hope readers will take away from this book?
You know, I hope that aside from a cool coffee table book or a gift book, as many have been using it for, I hope that people will look at it and go, wow, this prophecy stuff, it's really not as difficult as what I thought. You know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, I hope that people will page through it and say, wow, God is actually doing exactly what he said he would do in the place that he said he would do it with the people he said that he would do it with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here we are in a day and an age where, you know, we can not only see it happen, but we can be a part of that. And we can be a part of that journey and experience with the purposes of God, even in our own lives and how that relates.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's an exciting time, and hopefully it'll awaken people to the time and the season that we're in right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. I understand that the second edition of your debut book, Israel Rising, is going to be coming out, latter part of summer of this year. What are some of the updates in the new edition?
Yeah, I'm actually very excited about that. One of the probably the most requested aspect of Israel Rising from a lot of the readers, especially from people that haven't been to Israel, were some maps. And at the very beginning, when we were putting Israel Rising together, we were really under a time crunch because we were trying to get it out before Israel's 70th anniversary. And so there were some maps and other things that we just simply didn't have time for. And so in Israel Rising, we have over 25 locations, over 100 photo comparisons from over 25 locations all over Israel, and I have them broken down into six or seven subheadings. So now at the very beginning of the book, there's a full map of the nation with all of the photo locations marked. And so that it is just a really wonderful guide to be able to go, okay, where is Hazor? Where is this location? And well, I can go back and look and see, okay, well, that's up in the Galilee. That's up in the north. And so it's just a better tool to be able to help people connect. To me, that's something that's pretty exciting.
Doug, where can they go for more information and to get their hands on your book?
Really, Amazon's the best place right now, or Tyndale.com, really anywhere the books are sold. But yeah, it's been going great so far, and you know, book three is already in the works for that series.
Awesome.
And
can't wait.
You know, with plans for more.
Yeah, and we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Doug, as always, appreciate the time. God bless, my friend.
Thanks, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with...